This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Question going into this hour, and how concerned are you about all the Browns' injuries on defense going into Sunday? I do want to wrap up a little bit of what Seth Wickersham had to say from ESPN. And Jeff, where do you stand on that whole Brady Belichick thing? Like, who was more important in New England?
We talked about chicken and egg yesterday, Andy. And
I missed that.
No, I think it's the same thing. Is Tom Brady good without Bill Belichick? And does Bill win all those Super Bowls without Tom Brady? I don't know the answer to that.
I think I've just changed my mind on this over the last couple of years. Because I thought, here's Tom Brady. You know, you only go back to the beginning of his career. You know, average Big Ten quarterback who got drafted late, and I thought in Bill's mind that he could take any player and make them do exactly what he wanted them to do. And if anybody was willing to be that player, that they would be successful in his system. I would say the relationship between Kevin Stefanski and Jacoby Brissett right now has a little bit of that feel to it. I think Jacoby is doing what he's always done, but I think he's even better because he's executing, I think, exactly what Kevin wants. I could be wrong. I don't know the inner workings of that, but I do feel like those two have really good synergy right now.
The difference is Jacoby, and I don't mean this to sound as bad as it's going to sound, Jacoby's never shown that he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, no, but you know? I mean, in the beginning, and I know Jacoby's, you know, a little bit into his career, what was Tom Brady? I mean, he was a late round draft pick.
No, it's true, but it didn't take long to see that he was a little bit more than that.
With Drew Bledsoe. You know? Yeah, because yeah. I remember in the beginning going, man, they're really walking away from Drew Bledsoe for Tom Brady? What are they doing
it's
here?
It's a great story, you know, great football marriage, and it worked. And I don't know what Tom's personality is. It would appear that more personality is coming out of Tom Brady in Tampa than came out of him when he was in New England.
Well, and I think that's because Bill's like, if you want to be, you're going to keep your mouth shut.
And it's also because he's in his 40s and he doesn't give a rat's, you know what.
Well, that's true, too.
You know?
But I truly believe that it was all Bill up until the last Super Bowl with the Patriots. And then when he was able to have that kind of success in Tampa, that's when it really was like, because I wanted Bruce Arians to come here bad.
Yeah.
We all did. And Bruce Arians is a lot different than Bill Belichick, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very different kind of coach.
Yeah, and so to watch Tom
kind of an old school coach.
Agree. But even with Tom being older and still having that kind of success in New England, I used to shake my head every once in a while and say, I don't know. I think it's all Bill. I think it's all Bill. He's executing what Bill wants. And then when he went to Tampa, it really changed my mind. And it's not that and let's face it, the Patriots haven't been great since he left. So it hasn't been that long. But
no, I know. But, you know, you lose talent, you've got to rebuild a little bit. And, you know, he's doing that with a young quarterback. But young quarterbacks come in and thrive. So it's a different deal. The one thing that always struck me about New England, I always looked at their teams, and I don't want this to sound as silly as I'm sure it's going to sound. I always looked at their teams, and I thought, what do they do extremely well? And I always came up with this, just win. That's what they do. You know, it's like if you're looking at Kansas City, what's Kansas City do? Well, boy, they throw the ball really well with Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
You know, what do the Chargers do? Well, they throw it really well with Justin Herbert. What do the Browns do? They run it really well behind this line and with Nick and Kareem. And I always looked at New England and I thought, they play winning football. They don't beat themselves. They often outsmart the other teams. And oftentimes, Bill did it with lesser talent. You know, he really did.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the right talent. That's what I think Bill's always had success finding.
It's the right talent for what he wants.
On any given down.
Well, look at the wide receivers that he's had over the years. Think of Tom Brady, a prolific, best quarterback who's ever played. I don't know how anybody could argue with that. Might not be the best passer, but he's the best quarterback who ever played.
He made Julian Edelman into something that he never was before. And I think about that.
And Wes Welker.
Yes.
And, I mean, just keep going down the list. Tell me of a primo stud wide receiver that they had other than Randy Moss.
I was just going to say Moss is the only
one. I think, and they had some other good guys, don't get
Gordon
me wrong.
Gordon was there for a little bit.
They had good players, but man, they had, and then he would pick up guys from other teams that didn't quite fit, you know, like Corey Dillon comes in and just is terrific at running back, and then he's gone and they just go get somebody else.
Yeah, I just feel like players are disposable there. That's the biggest part of his.
If you're playing fantasy football, and this goes, I know people think make fun of fantasy football. It's this though: if a guy's a good fantasy football player, you know, like you want him on your fantasy football team,
right?
It means he's putting up big numbers and really producing. You don't really want, other than Tom Brady, and Randy Moss and Corey Dillon when he was there. Yet you'd have a New England Patriot and you'd always think, yeah, I can find somebody better. And Bill won football games, which is what really matters, with those kind of players. You know, Danny Amendola, Wes Welker at wide receiver, Chris Hogan at wide receiver. You know, he's got a wide receiving crew now that, you know, is pretty good, but isn't overwhelming. You know, Nelson Aguilar's pretty good, Jacoby Myers. Devontae Parker, who they got from Miami, and Devontae had a big game last game, but he hasn't, you know, and he's just starting there. But Bill takes good quality football players and wins with them. And man, it's fascinating to watch. It really is.
You know, you asked the question when we were talking to Seth about, you know, the first, you know, 5 years of his career when he was here in Cleveland. And I think if I ever had one, and I know that they've made up, but I was in that moment when he talked about Bernie and diminishing skills and where the team was at that point, you know, I wonder if Bill, clearly I think he learned from that, right? About how to handle a situation, you think, or not? Do you think? I don't know that he would do that again. I think he would just be like,
he'd make the move, but he wouldn't do it the way he did it.
Yeah, I don't think he would either.
I was at that press conference, man. He was uncomfortable.
Because
he was uncomfortable. He was he was more than he usually was.
Because he didn't want to do it, or he knew the reaction?
He wanted to do it. He just knew the reaction. He knew how unpopular it was.
Yeah.
I mean, he wanted to do it. I mean, wasn't Art Modell's call.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other moments where, and I wonder if Bill would do that again. That's really my, like, I think Bill doesn't have any problem pulling the trigger on a player, whether they should be on his team or not. Not at all. I don't think he ever questions that. But I just wonder if he would have chose different words. Because I do think we were all sitting around looking around and going, I don't know if Bernie's as good as he was a couple years ago. But no one dared say, you know, diminishing skills, knowing that your next quarterback, it was Todd Philcox, wasn't it? Wasn't Vinny hurt?
Vinny was hurt. They played Todd Philcox that game against Seattle.
Yeah.
It did not go well.
It did not make sense to anybody. We're like, what are we doing? Why would you let him go that quick? Even if you thought he was diminishing skills, you don't think his diminishing skills were better than Todd Philcox? I remember watching the game.
Of course they were.
You know, so I still wonder about that, and I wonder about whether he was going to do that. All right, let's talk about the Browns. How concerned are you about all these injuries? on D?
Enough to think it's an issue. I think the defensive line could be a mess. And if it's a mess, Cordarrelle Patterson's going to run like crazy. So is Mariota.
I look at this game and I'm concerned about that defense. I don't know. Can the offense put up – what does the offense need to put up to win this game? They got to go back to 30 again?
Could be three.
Could be 3 points?
Sure. Why not? If the defense does what we don't expect it to do.
I just don't see it. I'm looking at Football Talk.
The Browns' offense is, oddly enough, sixth highest scoring offense in the NFL so far. Think about that. It's only three games, but they're averaging over 28 points a game. Didn't expect that.
The two picks on Pro Football Talk have Browns winning 38-35, and then Florio said 27-20 Browns. I mean, we know what the Falcons are. I fear the fact that the defense is really banged up on this thing. And again, I wouldn't play Myles Garrett this week. I wouldn't. I mean, just think about what he went through on Monday. Now, does he have the ability to argue that point? Remember what we heard last year about Baker Mayfield, right? Baker wanted to play. Baker wanted to play. Baker never should have been on the field after week four.
But he was.
And what did it cost him? What did it cost the team? Would it cost? I mean, it
cost Baker his job.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to cost Miles his job, but could it cost you another game if you decide you want to play him when he's not ready? I mean, I don't like the thought of a player walking in and after you know there's an injury, going into the coach and saying, I'm playing or I can play. I know they'll say I can play, but somebody's got to be the big person in the room and say, you know what, maybe this isn't a good idea.
I think you have to be concerned when you have a plethora of injuries and you have young guys who are getting injured. You know, JOK, boy, hope that doesn't linger. Denzel, boy, I hope that doesn't linger. Those are my two biggest concerns. I expect Jadeveon to be injured. He has a history of it. I hate to say that. I also want him on the field. And as soon as he's healthy, he'll be terrific. I'm thrilled he's here. But, you know, he's been dinged up in his career. You expect that. And I want Denzel and JOK to avoid that type of a situation in their careers.
All right. Do you feel comfortable about Sunday? That's something I want to touch on next. And, you know, you tell me, who's the most important player for this team to win on Sunday? And yeah, I mean, maybe it's Jacoby Brissett, but maybe it's not, especially knowing what's going on with the defense. 216-578-0092 or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads. You know, we talked about the injuries, but are you worried about the Falcons going into this game? And a lot of people looked at the schedule, and again, we're all kind of waiting for the Deshaun Watson suspension to end. So what are the Browns going to look like through 11 games when he takes the field? And, you know, here's another week where on paper, if you were healthy, I wouldn't be too concerned. But I am a little worried about our defense and knowing that they've got a pretty good running attack. You know, what's going to happen when the Browns play the Falcons on Sunday? So, Jeff, let me ask you this question.
A little bit of news before you get to that, sure. Andy. Browns defensive coordinator Joe Woods, Myles Garrett will not be practicing today, but I know it's a day-to-day thing. That is the quote from Myles Garrett. Not sure if he will play Sunday. Medical staff will make that call, but Myles Garrett not practicing
today. Wait, did you say Joe Woods said that or Myles?
Correct. Joe Woods said that.
I thought you said Myles said that. All right, so you're day-to-day on Myles, and I would expect that, right? That's nothing out of the unusual.
Yeah.
Ordinary.
And if he plays on Sunday, I'd be stunned.
I will be too. You don't think he's playing, do you, Dan?
No way. No way. Why would you do that?
I can't see it. Unless he feels like he's 100% normal and healthy.
Yeah, okay. You're right. That's why he would play, but yeah, okay.
I think the big hurdle
was... It's like he played in 10 football games in one day the other day. You know,
it was interesting though that initially when I had heard the whole thing, I was like, oh man, there's no way you walk out of that without having a concussion, right? And concussion was never in play on this. Concussion was the first thing I thought of.
Good roll cage in that car.
Pretty amazing. I mean, really amazing. So who's the most important player for this team to win on Sunday? Who's the most important player? And I kind of want to throw
team? Our team?
Yeah, the Browns. No, the Buckeyes. Who do you like?
I thought you might have meant the Falcons.
No, I'm talking about us.
And you were just going to say something that would change my choice. Go ahead.
I wanted to eliminate, and Dan and I were talking about this before the show. Do you have to eliminate Jacoby Brissett from this conversation just because it seems like such a no-brainer?
Yes.
You do. But Jacoby's got to be.
Except for this.
Jacoby needs to play the way he's been playing. Don't turn the ball over. Live to see another down. Efficient. Well, just executing what the game plan is.
How about this? When you turn around and hand the football to Nick Chubb 22, 17, and 23 times in the first three games, isn't he the most important player? Because, man, that sure takes the heat off your quarterback.
So here's my – like, I have a fear that about this team having to come back from trailing.
Yeah, and that's serious.
The way to eliminate those numbers is to have – the other team's offense percolate early on in the game. That's the best way to eliminate somebody's running game, just start building up a lead.
Yeah, except in the NFL, Andy, I know teams don't always follow this. You can catch up running the football.
And I don't know why they don't more often.
Don't you think? Well, spread it out, leave one back there, spread that defense, pitch it, hand it off, run up the gut. I mean, you can pick up 10 yards on a running play just as easily as you can pick up 10 on a pass play.
Again, though, the rules are set up for the wide receivers to have success, not necessarily the running backs.
Yeah, except for one thing. 141 yards, 87 yards and three touchdowns, 113 yards and one touchdown. Those are successful days for Nick Chubb. So, yes, even though you're right, the rules are favoring the passing game, you can still run it.
Cool Ray is in Bedford. Hello, Cool Ray.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Yo, you know, I think when it first, let me say this, I'm glad Myles Garrett is okay. But we're looking at this thing wrong. Like, we got to look at this as a normal injury, like, or a normal situation. You know how they go, is he going to get any better or any worse? Because isn't he fighting a neck strain or something like that right now?
Yeah, he's got neck issues too, yep.
Right, so if he feels that he's not going to get any better or any worse, then I think you play devil's advocate. You let him know we're going to put you on selected down just to see how you going and get out there. Now, to answer your question, who's the most important person? I think it's two people, but neither one of them are players. It's an offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator. I don't never judge how good a defense is or what type of job you do or how good you at your job if your best player is on the field of court. It's when you have to go to your backups, can you bring the best out? And that's how we should judge. You know, if you're going to keep playing this defense where we've been seeing this, you know, it's really not the best defense or whatever, and we keep making excuses because of injuries, every team has injuries. But on the offensive side, you're supposed to impose your will with the running game, but you're also supposed to attack where this team is weak. If they got young cornerbacks, we got enough veteran receivers and good receivers to attack that and run the ball. So we should walk away with this game pretty easy. I don't want to say easy, but we should pretty decisively. But Joe Woods, I think his job should be really on the line on this one. If he lets this team look bad defensively, I think it's time we need to find someone who can bring the best out of all players, not just when Myles Garrett or Davion Clowney or when you got all your starting guys on the field. That doesn't cut it because there's injuries every week.
But Cool Ray, are you going to blame the defensive coordinator if you've got up to five of your regular starters out?
Yeah, because your job is to make sure everyone on this team that suits up in a Browns uniform can play to the standard that you need to play to. Nobody has the same skill set. It's for you as a coordinator or the coach to figure out how to put them in the best position available so that they're not exposed as much. Bad technique, we understand that, you know, it's going to get – you could correct that. But if you just saying, oh, we don't have these guys, so this is the situation, that's a problem for me.
All right, Cool Ray, thank you. We appreciate that. I have a hard time – I mean, it's hard enough to coach this team and then to say, okay, I'm going to take, you know, up to five – of your regular starters out of this game on defense, including some would argue, you know, one of the best defensive ends, if not the best defensive end in the game. I don't know if that's true, but he's right up there in Myles Garrett. And you take him out and you're going to blame a loss if you're going to, you know, you're looking at a game where the defense is already handicapped. And now you're going to blame the defensive coordinator. I have trouble doing that this week, if that's where they are.
Yeah, I mean, the guys are beat up and dinged up. You can only go so deep.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm especially pointing the finger before the game, too. You know, if you get – and it was a good sign that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah talked today, right? We all agree on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, it doesn't mean anything completely, but, yeah, that's I think it's a pretty good sign.
All right, so outside of Jacoby, who is your player then, Jeff?
Nick Chubb.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at it on the defensive side of the ball, and, you know, is it Jacob Phillips again? Especially if they can run the ball. If Miles isn't out there, you expect your defensive backs. We know Denzel missed practice again today. Is that what it was?
He was out.
Yeah. So I'm trying to find it on the other side for defense. And I have trouble looking at it and placing things on linebackers. I used to think the linebackers were the end all be all. Toughest guys out on the field, guys that could, you know, drop back into coverage and make a play and also be able to ready to sack. But the game has changed, and I don't think anyone expects that kind of game anymore. So, I don't know. So, defensively, maybe that's it. But Jordan Elliott, I mean, we're going to have some
guys. How about whoever fills in at defensive end? Because it might be two somebodies.
Isaac Rochelle,
Isaiah Thomas, Alex Wright. Alex, this could be your welcome to the NFL game.
Yeah, maybe it could be. That's not a bad. Or Perrion Winfrey also, too. You know, big game out of him, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, at tackle?
Yeah, I'm talking about it, yeah, through the middle. Because you would think Atlanta would want to run on us a little bit. You would think, you know. Stranger things have happened. On offense, will David Njoku have the repeat performance of last week? Will they get David Bell? Like, I look at all the question marks. But at the end of the day, it comes back to Jacoby Brissett. I know it seems easy to say that, but he needs to continue the trend that he's had for the first 3 weeks of the season and give the Browns the opportunity to be leading in the beginning of the fourth quarter. I think that's big. I mean, don't you I don't have a ton of confidence that if this team goes down two touchdowns in the second half, they're going to be able to come back.
That's where we're going to learn some things, Andy, about Jacoby Brissett and this offense. That's when we might learn some things about the wide receivers. We haven't really seen that yet, have we?
They haven't been in that position.
No, they haven't had to do it.
They've
been in games where they've had to compete, you know, and been close and maybe score late and everything else. But if they fall down by 14 points, you know, they fall down by 17, and you've got to get it going. I don't want to see them in that situation. But I can't wait to see how they handle a situation like that.
Dan, you brought it up. It was your question in the first place. So I'm just curious. Was it Jacoby Brissett that you were thinking when you wrote the question, or was it more than that?
Oh, it was Jacoby Brissett, and it was more the half step back of, like, Jacoby Brissett playing well. We are three games into this. He has looked fantastic throughout a good chunk of it, to the point where I think PFF has him as the third best rated quarterback in football. And we're looking at this going, Jacoby Brissett, and I have a level of confidence when I say Jacoby Brissett, which is something that I think the vast majority of us did not think we would be saying right now.
Do you have the confidence in if the Browns are down 14 in the second half that he can bring us back?
No, I still don't have that.
Because they
Andy,
need to run.
I don't either.
I still don't have it.
I think it's because we've relied on that.
But I don't know that it's him. It's not him personally. It's the fact that we've relied on the running game and not the passing game to be successful in the first, you know, 3 weeks of the season, and when you got to run, it's all about clock management.
I think the run game this season, and again, it's three games in, has been the exception to every football rule that we've been taught in the last 10 years when the league really turned over. I think we have all looked at the run game and have seen the pass game and the way that it has taken off and the way that the Chiefs have won Super Bowls and made playoff appearances and, you know, even the Pats for all those years. I mean, yeah, they ran the ball every so often, but some of those Super Bowl Patriots teams did not exactly run the ball a whole boatload. It's a lot of Tom Brady, go make something happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could point to the Packers as well, who are turning around and starting to run the ball more and more and more. But, like, scoring is down in the league. Running the ball is up. people are attacking these two high coverages, and it's making a huge difference to how we are starting to view the game and watching the next evolution of it in 2022, and the Browns are right there at the forefront.
And what happens? Okay, now the league is pass happy. What do? You figure out ways to go against that, and that's exactly what Dan's talking about.
Yeah, are these guys right? 216-578-0092. Who's the most important player for this team to win on Sunday? Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.